Smart English Today, SET, Intermediate 3. Post listening. Title, Using Integrated Pest Management.
Sahabat cerdas, dari dialog tadi, kita bisa menemukan beberapa teks percakapan yang digunakan untuk memberi dan meminta informasi dengan kalimat pasif tanpa perlu menyebutkan pelakunya. Mari kita ulangi beberapa ungkapan tersebut. Saat bertanya pada Mr. Smith, pembawa acara mengatakan,
"Pests are considered to be a major problem in agriculture. What do you think, Mr. Smith?"
Mr. Smith menjawab,
"Yes, well, there is no easy solution. Pesticides are commonly used, but they also cause many problems."
Sekarang, dengarkan kalimat lain yang menggunakan kalimat pasif.
Listen carefully, please. Newer and stronger pesticides have to be developed. School regulations have to be obeyed. These chemicals are absorbed by the soil.
Sahabat cerdas, sekarang tirukan kalimat-kalimat yang telah kita pelajari tadi.
Are you ready? Listen and repeat after me.
Ayo kita mulai.
Pests are considered to be a major problem in agriculture. What do you think, Mr. Smith? Pesticides are commonly used, but they also cause many problems. How can the problem of pests be solved then? I think combined strategies that control pests are needed. How can we group major agricultural products? Major agricultural products can be broadly grouped into foods, fibers, fuels, and raw materials. Can you tell us more about shifting cultivation? In shifting cultivation, a small area of a forest is cleared by cutting down all the trees and then the area is burned.
Bagus. Kamu menirukannya dengan baik.
Well done. Very good.
Sahabat cerdas, sekarang kamu akan mengerjakan dua soal untuk mengecek apakah kamu telah paham dengan materi pembelajaran hari ini.
In this part of the activity, you will hear two talks. Listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. You have to choose the best response to each question. Number one.
Excuse me, sir. Would you please tell us about the history of agriculture?
Sure. Agriculture dates back thousands of years. People used to gather wild grains at least 105,000 years ago and began to plant them around 11,500 years ago. Pigs, sheep, and cattle became domesticated over 10,000 years ago.
When were pigs, sheep, and cattle domesticated? A. Around 105,000 years ago. B. Around 100,000 years ago. C. Around 11,500 years ago. D. Around 10,000 years ago. E. Around 1,000 years ago.
Sekarang jawablah. Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang tepat adalah
D. Around 10,000 years ago.
Mengapa demikian? Ketika Kayla bertanya pada Andrew,
"Excuse me, sir. Would you please tell us about the history of agriculture?"
Andrew menjelaskan,
"Sure. Agriculture dates back thousands of years. People used to gather wild grains at least 105,000 years ago and began to plant them around 11,500 years ago. Pigs, sheep, and cattle became domesticated over 10,000 years ago."
Dari penjelasan Andrew, kita tahu bahwa babi, domba, dan ternak dijinakkan lebih dari 10.000 tahun yang lalu. Sehingga jawaban yang tepat adalah
D. around 10,000 years ago. Number 2.
Can you tell us more about shifting cultivation?
In shifting cultivation, a small area of forest is cleared by cutting down all the trees and then the area is burned. The land is then used for growing crops for several years. When the soil becomes less fertile, the area is left. Another patch of land is selected and the process is repeated. This practice is still used in Northeast India, Southeast Asia, Central Africa, and the Amazon Basin.
Shifting cultivation is not practiced in which one of the following areas? A. Northeast India. B. Central Asia. C. Southeast Asia. D. Central Africa. E. The Amazon Basin.
Sekarang jawablah. Apa jawabanmu? Ya, respon yang tepat untuk melengkapi dialog tadi adalah
B. Central Asia.
Mengapa demikian? Kita dengarkan lagi percakapan Kayla dan Andrew.
Can you tell us more about shifting cultivation?
Yang dijelaskan oleh Andrew.
In shifting cultivation, a small area of forest is cleared by cutting down all the trees and then the area is burned. The land is then used for growing crops for several years. When the soil becomes less fertile, the area is left. Another patch of land is selected and the process is repeated. This practice is still used in Northeast India, Southeast Asia, Central Africa, and the Amazon Basin.
Dari penjelasan Andrew, kita tahu bahwa daerah-daerah yang mempraktikkan sistem pertanian ladang berpindah adalah India Timur Laut, Asia Tenggara, Afrika Tengah, dan Lembah Amazon. Sehingga daerah yang tidak mempraktikkan sistem pertanian ladang berpindah adalah
B. Central Asia.
Sahabat cerdas, sampai di sini perjumpaan kita dalam media audio
Smart English Today, SET.
Sampai jumpa pada media audio berikutnya. Jangan lupa terus berlatih dan belajar ya.
Don't forget, practice makes perfect.
Terima kasih, kamu sudah menyimak
Smart English Today, SET.
Sampai jumpa pada media audio berikutnya.
Be happy and enjoy the fun. Let's practice and learn. Be a smart English learner with SET. Smart English Today.
Smart English Today, SET. See.